Ingers be home, diddy hoong, diddy sidoo. Yee, bear, spear, horn, bear, spear,
bam, bam, bam.
Hey, bang, bang,
bang, bang.
English beer, this beer, the horn, the bear, the chicky cookie.
Hey, bang, hey, bang, hey, bang.
He mean just to hear the book.
Bam, bam.
The best word?
Hey, bang.
Or get him, the king, the
king. Hey.
This beer, the...
Hey, bang.
This beer, the egg.
Hey, bang.
Is he the egg?
Hey, bang.
Come on, spur the foo foo.
Hey, bang. Hey, bang.
I don't understand him. Why doesn't he go back to what he was doing before he became a chef?
What was that?
Nothing.
Hey, bang!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Snicker clone.
Gaping hole.
Oh, I'm seeing an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bill. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. Oh, there she is.
Oh, God, no.
Still having sex with that man.
Oh, Bill.
Yes, hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Kicking off a brand new week of shows with the Monday podcast. Got it. Okay, that's enough. Stop it.
Oh, God.
This Bill is a stud. Really pleasing this woman's cunt. Okay. All right, enough.
Sweetheart.
DB listener Brett sent me a new Craigslist ad. I'm always looking for good personal ads on Craigslist. This is from Iowa City. I never look at the Iowa Craigslist. I didn't think anything was going on there. Apparently, there's a lot of freaky sex shit. The headline reads, Doggy Style, M4M26 in Iowa City. Hey, guys, I'm looking to fulfill a crazy fantasy. I want to pretend we are dogs and get down on all fours. We'll sniff and lick each other for a little, then nose around until you are hard and ready. Then, when I'm not suspecting it, you jump up and mount me hard, just like dogs do, latching onto me with your arms and humping me until you find the sweet spot and slam it in. I'll use lots of lube ahead of time, so it should slip in pretty easy, but you can't use your hands because they are paws. I want it... P-A-W-S, not P-O-C. When it comes to these gay Craigslist ads, I've got to, you know, be specific. Specify. I want it to be as real as possible, so no talking either. Just rough dog fucking. Hump me till you blow a load, breeding me deep, and making puppies in my belly. Safe only, though. I don't know how you can swing both, you know, breeding him deep and making puppies in his belly, and have it also be safe. Sound fun? Get back to me and we'll set it up. I travel pretty much wherever. So there you go. If you're interested, check out the Iowa City Craigslist. Moving on, before we get into some audio, Patrick emailed me a link. I don't know if we've talked about this on the show. It sounds like something I would be interested in. The website is www.edibleanus.com. The anus that made Britain great. Pure Belgium chocolate in a tasteful anus shape. Handmade in England, delivered worldwide since 2004. There's a limited edition silver anus you can purchase. Rings of succulent chocolate, lovingly cast and crafted from the delectable posterior of our stunning butt model. What? They made a mold out of an anus? This luxury chocolate is unique, I'd say, and manufactured entirely in the UK. Watch Grandma's face light up as she unwraps a homely selection of chocolate cracks, the perfect gift for all the family. Preservatives? Not here. We only sell fresh chocolates at edibleanus.com. For us, making chocolate is an art, which is why we only produce traditional handmade chocolates of the highest standard. They're so proud of their anuses, or ani, that they're selling a limited edition solid silver anus. People come and people go. Our solid silver anus is immune from the daily wear and tear that similar products experience. Similar products? What? A quality product immortalized in silver for the man or woman who has everything. I want to know more about the anus model. Like, who the fuck sat there and had a mold of their hole made? And also, how many anuses did these people have to look at before they found one that they liked? You know what I mean? I mean, it is a pretty good... I mean, as far as assholes go, it looks okay. Although I think it would be much more fun to get an edible anus of, like, the Goatsy Man. Like, just a blown-out, wrecked asshole. Not a pretty petite one like this one. If you want to check it out, edibleanus.com. So there you go. Moving on now. I love fisting audio. You know that. I've been playing fisting audio for years. Here is a woman being fisted. I can't tell if she's enjoying it or if she's in pain. That's how you know she's getting fisted good, I think. Can't tell if it's pain or pleasure. Oh, Bill. All right, he's barely in past his wrist.
Oh, he's an
amateur.
No.
I don't know what she's saying there. She's being fucked silly, so I don't think it's it would make sense anyway. Goes on for 5 minutes. I kind of want to hear every last second. There's another woman in that room. All right, let me fast forward. More the same. Let me fast forward some more. Here's a 3 minute mark. Trying to get more of his arm in there. Can you hear me? Can you hear me over this loud visiting audio? Oh, yeah. Yes! Further! A couple more inches and he might have a elbow. Up to the elbow. I don't think she'll be able to take it, though. All right, let me just fast forward one more time here. Oh, some of those noises are great. There it is again. One more time, come on. All right, there you go. Some fisting audio for your Monday. Moving on, Haley's Comet emailed me. He answered the question, what's worse than Christian rap? Apparently, it's teabagger rap. Yes, some members of the Tea Party are getting musical, and here is one example. This is a Tea Party rap for Rick Perry.
Yo, what's up? It's Candy Rapper here.
And Double K, yo.
We're about to spit something real about Rick Perry, so y'all better listen up right now.
Listen up, yo.
What? All right. Yeah, I'm from California, just moved to Texas, driving a Benz, not a Lexus. Yeah. Registered Republican and all about the next election. Voting for Rick Perry, he'll give a straight man erection. Have you seen that hair? It makes me want to...
Wait, what? Rick Perry's going to give Satan an erection?
And voting for Rick Perry, he'll give a straight man erection. Have you seen...
What was that? He'll either give Satan an erection or... A straight man in erection.
And voting for Rick Perry, he'll give a straight man erection.
Oh, maybe. I think it's straight man.
Have you seen that hair? It makes me want to share my political views to the right. With images of Perry keeping me up all night. He'll boost education, create jobs, and lower taxes. All while answering emails and phone calls and faxes. W and Perry, the wildest cowboys in the South. They shoot, hunt, and only speak the truth from their mouth. Cause it's Perry in 2012. Yeah, bitches, it's Perry in 2012. Never lost an election. Everyone knows his direction. Country boy with big town dreams. His interns wishing he would make them scream.
Yes.
He's a lean, mean fighting machine. His suits are so fresh and clean. So start campaigning and quit campaigning.
This is oddly dirty for a Tea Party song.
Cause okay. It's Perry in 2012. Yeah. Bitches, it's Perry in 2012. You got that, it's Perry. Talking about him all night. Jigga, what? Candy rapper.
Double K, yo.
Yeah, we're in the Congress building. We're in your house right now. We're in your living room. Yeah, on your stairs. Okay.
Yeah,
it's Perry. November, get to the polls. You know what's up.
Get it, Jigga.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Vote to the right.
Okay.
It's Perry.
Enough.
Perry in 2012. Yeah, bitches, it's Perry.
Oh, stupid blonde cunts. Speaking of stupid blonde cunts, I'd like to introduce you to another stupid blonde cunt. This one, though, actually has some talent. I'd like to introduce you all to Carol. Carol, say hi.
Hello, sweetie. I'm crap-loving Carol.
I'm sorry, it's crap-loving Carol.
The sewer slut.
The sewer slut.
We're calling this film Cooking with Carol. And I'm going to be cooking up a very special dinner. And it'd be such an honor if you would share it with me.
You are cordially invited. The first couple minutes of this film, though, for some reason, the audio and video get fucked up. So I can't play for you what happens, but I can describe it. Basically, this broad takes a margarita glass and pisses in it and drinks her own urine. Then she jerks off a guy who comes into the margarita glass still filled with urine, and she starts to scoop out the cum and eat it. That's what she's doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Ugh. Sucking cum that's been soaked in urine.
Oh, your cum with my piss? I can't imagine a better combination than that.
Mm-hmm. This is quite an hors d'oeuvre for the main course. A little urine-soaked cum before... A type 6 on the Bristol stool chart.
Oh, God. I just love to play with it.
Okay. All right, we get the idea there. Let's move on to the main course. I think before she actually starts eating the shit, she gargles with her urine.
Cheers to you, baby.
Oh, yeah. Here it comes. Finish up that urine. that's our sewer slut. All right, let's move on now. Here she goes.
Are you ready? I'm so excited about this. Really want you to look close, because it is ready to come out of the oven. I swear to God, it is so ready.
Got turtle head poking out.
Here we go, baby.
All right, so here we go. Here, the shit's coming out. Oh. Push hard.
Oh yeah.
Oh. That's got to be like that's a type 3 or 4. Oh my God. You guys just be very grateful this is not a video cast. God damn, woman. What the hell did you eat? I'm kind of sad it's... Oh. I'm kind of sad it wasn't a loud bowel movement.
Get some nice, get nice piss coated there. Oh, yeah.
She's taking a hot dog. And she's fucking
that baby out.
She's fucking herself with it.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it coated with something else.
Oh, no. Now she's going to shove it in her ass. Be a chili dog.
Yeah.
Oh. There's still, like, shit. You know, like, when she was when she was shitting, she tried to cut the turd off a little too short. So now there's still... a half a turd hanging from her ass, and she's shoving it back in using the hot dog. Oh, God.
Whoa. So smooth.
Oh, there's shit smeared all over that thing.
Yeah. Wonderful.
She's taking
can almost eat it like a corn on the cob.
She's taken one of her bowel movements, one of her turds, she just kissed it, and she's eating it like corn on the cob.
That is so good.
No!
Let me make it longer.
Shorter, shorter.
There you go, baby. A hot log. Have you had one of these before?
No, she's...
doesn't look scrumptious.
Put the turd in the hot dog bun.
Let me take a little drink. Here we go. You ready? You want to take a bite first?
No.
I'll take it first.
Ladies first.
Oh, you're gonna love this. Oh, that's yummy.
Oh,
it's warm.
There's shit all over her teeth. Very warm. Her tongue. Ah.
Here we go, babe.
She's eating a shogi.
I'm trying to behave like a lady. I want you to see.
Open wide. Okay, I can't play anymore. We've got to move on. Oh, now she's dunking her shit hot dog into her wine glass of piss.
Kind of dip it.
Like dunking an Oreo in milk.
Ooh. Oh, that makes really good. Dipping in the piss
shitting
like that.
She's doing it again. Yeah. A little tang to it. She really seems like she's enjoying it. We'll just leave her in peace. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's very inexpensive. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, try to do video casts, all that sort of good shit. Sign up right now. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Tomorrow's show, actually, will be an extended one. So if you don't want to miss a thing, sign up today. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up... a man has choked a kid for beating him in Call of Duty. A British 46-year-old man has been charged with assaulting a 13-year-old kid after the boy taunted the man after killing off his video game character in Call of Duty Black Ops. Mark Bradford told the Daily Mail, "I've been playing the whole day and he was baiting me and just would not shut up. He went on and on and I just lost it. I hold my hands up. I lost the plot. In a moment of madness, I went around to his house." Oh, he wasn't even in the same house as this kid. I thought they were playing together or something. I didn't know. I didn't know what I was going to do, Bradford continued. It wasn't malice, I just grabbed him. I've seen him since and apologized. We've played online, too. He's actually a decent kid. Bradford was charged with assault at the Plymouth Magistrate Court. Violent behavior in video games have been a huge source of contention for decades. The American Psychological Association released two studies in April 2000. Psychologists Craig A. Anderson and Karen E. Dill concluded in the first study that young men who are habitually aggressive may be especially vulnerable to the aggression-enhancing effects of repeated exposure to violent games. You've heard this stuff firsthand from Distorted View. You'll remember the Cloud Song
shut your fucking mouth!
Incident.
Dude, you need to calm down. No one's fucking yelling at
chill,
you.
Chill, level
so
up,
stop yelling
relax.
Okay? So just fucking chill down, level a little bit, fucking kick back. We're all cool here, all right, man?
Hey, you shut your fucking mouth! Break your fucking flip! Ah, fuck you!
Bro, what the fuck?
Hey, you shut your fucking mouth, you fucking
no.
Nigger! I'm gonna break your fucking
you
mouth!
You fucking do something? Hey!
I know you're part of the motherfuckers! You fucking stole my clown song! If I ever find out where you live, I'm gonna fucking kill you!
I don't think this was World of Warcraft, was it? Cloud Song is from a specific game.
Bro,
I know you're part of those motherfuckers who rolled over to Aerith the other day and fucking zerged my Cloud Song! I swear to fucking God!
Dude, calm down, dude. It's just a fucking game.
Hey, fuck you, Griffin! You're talking shit, you fucking little bitch! Fuck you!
All this over a little Cloud Song. All right, back to the story here. Quote, violent video games provide a forum for learning and practicing aggressive solutions to conflict situations, said Dr. Anderson. Obviously, people are going to continue to play games, but there are some anger management techniques that can be applied to prevent real-life violent behavior. The APA recommends relaxation techniques like breathing and visualizing a relaxing experience. So stupid. A method called cognitive restructuring can be used to create long-term change. In other words, changing the way you think can change the way you behave. I wouldn't need to change if that motherfucker didn't steal my goddamn clown song! All right, second story we have for you today. An Illinois man plans to plead guilty in Rhode Island and charges that he shipped unwanted erectile pumps to diabetes patients as part of a Medicare fraud scheme.
Diabetes testing supplies.
Do you think Wilford Brimley needs help getting a rock-hard cock? Gary Winner, 49, is accused of purchasing $26 penis enlargers from an adult website, probably Adam and Eve, using coupon code FREAK. Look, if you're going to run a scam like that, help a brother out, for Christ's sakes. Use all the help I can get. Repackaging them and then shipping them to patients with information claiming the devices help bladder control, urinary flow, and prostate comfort. Prosecutors, I like that phrase, prostate comfort. Prosecutors say he then charged Medicare $284 each as part of the scheme, claiming the pumps treated erectile dysfunction. The first red flag really should have been all the gay porn stars on the packaging, you know what I mean? That doesn't seem like a Medicare-sanctioned device. Rhode Island U.S. Attorney Peter F. Nironha, or something, said the Northbrook, Illinois resident also agreed to forfeit $2 million that he collected in the fraud. Holy shit. You could get away with this racket? Oh my god, that's a good scam. Which began in 2005. Winner and his defense attorney did not immediately return messages on Thursday. In a plea agreement signed Tuesday, Winner has agreed to plead guilty to five charges, including healthcare fraud, the introduction of an adulterated and misbranded medical device into interstate commerce, and money laundering. The plot targeted arthritis and diabetes. I can understand diabetes, but do arthritic patients have problems getting their penis hard? Yeah. Apparently, the plot targeted arthritis and diabetes patients through telemarketing. For male diabetes patients, Winner told his staff to say an erectile pump would help with prostate problems and blood circulations. When employees confronted Winner about sending out supplies for arthritis patients, regardless of need, he's accused of saying it doesn't cost the client anything as the government is paying for it, and that the government would just print more money, so order more. OK, Okay, makes sense to me. Winner is also charged with waiving copayments for Medicare patients, which the program prohibits. By doing this, Winner induced beneficiaries to accept products they had not ordered and had not report and not report the fraudulent billing to. The change of plea hearing has been scheduled for October 18th. Winner faces up to 33 years in prison and $760,000 in fines. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. A Little Falls man told a 28-year-old woman that he was terminally ill and promised her $180,000 just to kill him by running him over with a car. Francis R. Nelson, 74, was found dead Tuesday morning. Well, mission accomplished. Everything went according to plan, right? Jennifer R. Riesel was charged with second-degree murder this morning. She's being held without bail at the Herkimer County Jail in New York. At a 1 p.m. news conference, state police said Nelson and Riesel met at a club. Captain Mark Lincoln said Riesel told police that Nelson asked her to end his life. The story was corroborated by others who may have been approached by the man earlier for the same reason. Lincoln would not say what led police to her, who does not have an extensive criminal history despite pending grand larceny and forgery charges. Lincoln said troopers have not been able to confirm that Nelson was terminally ill. Family members interviewed by police said there was no indication that Nelson was sick at all. No money had been transferred at the time of Riesel's arrest. How could that have been? Wouldn't you want to get the money up front? If you're going to kill a guy, you'd want the cash before he's dead. How else would you get it? Someone was not a very good criminal. Also, it's a little strange that the dude, Nelson, was found lying on the ground with his hands and feet tied. If he was a willing participant, why would he be all tied up like that? Riesel was driving a friend's Chrysler Sebring when she ran him over. There's a little plug for Chrysler Sebrings. When she ran him over with a car, causing his death. Trooper Jack Keller said Nelson worked as a city laborer and lived alone. Keller said further tests are underway to determine if Nelson had an underlying medical condition. An autopsy was performed, and the cause of death was given as being run over by a car. Surprise, surprise. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hi, Tim. Vince from Seattle.
Hi, Vince.
I got three quick points, and I'll get the hell out of here.
Okay.
First up, I didn't know, being the careless fairy that you are, you're a fucking badass, flipping your roommate's tables, threatening
yeah.
them and shit, ready to beat the
I've
fuck
got some
out of them.
Anger issues.
Pretty cool. And second of all, my godfather's brother, Donnie, he got fucking the Seattle SWAT team called on the dumbass because he went batshit crazy. You know, he's about 55 years old. No,
what'd he do?
He ever fucking complete sports fanatic, and finally he just snapped. And the cops had to be called because he was in his bedroom swinging a battle mace at my godfather when he got home.
Where the fuck did you get a battle mace at?
So yeah, fucking insane. And he showed it to my house as I'm doing my roof. And we had I had to fucking threaten him to kick the shit out of him and get the fuck off my property.
Wow.
And then, third of all,
it sounds all so very white trash.
Fat man, I didn't know, I pretty much knew he was ready to die, but now he's, what, almost in the hospital because of diabetes?
Alright,
well, he'll join your father in heaven, if there is one. Anyways, goodbye.
Very nice comments, I guess. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Tim, this is the Dirty American Devil, sideshow member.
Got a boy. Thank you.
Love the show, first of all. But the reason I'm calling, I've never called before because I've never really had a reason.
Uh-oh.
But the other day, my wife and I, we were 69, and
sure.
You know, she was on top, and everything was going really well.
That's the way to do it.
And then, like, she orgasmed, like, at the same time as me. And something really weird happened. I didn't know what.
Oh my god! Did she shit on you? Did she lose control of her bowels?
What was going on? Because she was like still on top of me.
Story might get
and
really
I didn't
good.
Realize for like probably 15 or 20 seconds because she was being extremely quiet. That when I came in her mouth, that it made her vomit all over me. I have to say, that's never happened to me before.
Stupid women.
And,
girls, I mean, you've got to acquire a taste for semen. You just have to.
She did not take it very well, but I was pretty impressed.
Look, I mean, come on, right? Girls, if you're going to suck a dick, just suck a dick. Doesn't Alexis K. Sire that? Girl, if you're going to suck a dick, then suck a dick. I don't know if I can find that clip or not. Suck a dick. Looking it up in my newly organized file system here. Suck. Here we go. Look. Listen to this. Listen.
If you gonna suck a dick, then you suck a dick.
Let's not half-ass this, ladies. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Tim. This is Nick from
Iowa. Not that bad.
Iowa. I'm currently thinking of a decent, good name. I work at a shitty convenience store. It's called Burlington Co. Factory. You might have heard of it, might not.
Burlington Co. Factory.
If any freaks out there know about it, they can probably tell you it's a really shitty place.
Yes.
I get a lot of different factions of people during the day. They're usually early morning is black. And not being racist, all around African American can't speak barely any English blacks.
How is that not racist?
Kind of like your English when you can't pronounce a fucking word or a name. Uh-huh. Usually around 1 or 2, I get the Mexicans, and then around 6, 7, and on, it's some white guys who think they're black, and these like Chinese, Japanese, any other
knees.
Racial mix that you can
any
throw
other
in there. They all come in here, and none of them speak English, including the whites who act like blacks. One thing I do like is getting the old people, especially the ones who use checks or credit cards.
Yeah.
I don't really care if they do money because they count exact change. It doesn't bother me. Usually when they do checks or credit card, I fuck with them all the time. I'll hit backspace and make them have to slide it again, put the PIN number in a few times.
Like, make it their fault. Like, they're so old they can't figure out the system.
You know, I'm just an all-around asshole when it comes to old people and...
Well, I appreciate that. You found your second home here at Distorted View.
Hey, Tim. This is the Catholic Ultra Boy calling in.
Hello.
And, well, just kidding. Oh. Hey, white man. This is the brown man calling in.
Oh.
And, I just wanted to tell you that, like, I've been going through, like, the archives of the shows and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And, some people have been saying, like, I remember a couple weeks, or it might have been months by now, or years, there's some guy who, like, started an intervention against you, and he, like, tried to get Cheryl Murkowski and, like, Corey to, like, team
yes.
up against you because he thought the show was going to shit.
That was the window licking,
but
yeah.
From what I've heard, the show's been getting progressively better.
Of course they have! That guy is insane! He's nuts! He doesn't know what he's talking about!
Because you've been getting more out of hand and crazy. Like, before, you seemed very self-composed.
Yes!
And calm.
I was trying to be professional. And now that I'm getting paid to do this for a living,
nowadays,
I've already got your money.
I
don't give a shit.
Well,
insane.
Anyway, nowadays, you just seem more out there, and I really love that.
Well, thank you very much. And if you want to hear more of that great out there content, you got to sign up for the sideshow.
Hey, shitfucker, I got a couple of topics I want to blow real quick.
You call me shitfucker, and you expect me to play your voicemail.
Can't wait for the shows to resume on Tuesday.
I don't want to hear this. I'm over the voicemails.
I did have a thought for you, and I was leaving it, but your voicemail cut me off at like 30 seconds. So just fuck off.
All right, I'm going to fuck off.
Tim, Chuck in Salt Lake City. Hey, man.
Hi, Chuck.
Your show's playing right now on my iPod, and
okay.
I'm not listening to it because it's yet another marathon session of some jackass listener sending in his bullshit bowel movements and puke audio.
That's great.
These are only gems when you compile them into songs and mashups and sitting and listening to someone's bathroom noises for 5 minutes is beyond a test of patience. You lose listeners. No, I'm not.
What, did you take a survey or something?
Tim has been.
Guy doesn't know what he's talking about, lose listeners. Shit and vomit is my bread and butter.
Hey, Tim. I just had, like, the most fucked up idea for, like, an old geriatric gay porn. Dude, what if they, like, took all of the wrestlers, like, from the WWF, you know, from, like, the 1980s, 1990s.
Yes.
And fucking used them in, like, a porn. You could have, like,
Hulk
look
homo.
At you, Mean Gene. You know, them fucking bastards, old fucking Hulk Hogan. doing Jake the Snake in the ass. Hey, you can even have the fucking necrophiliac thing. I'm gonna snap it to a dead man.
Okay, you know what? Just leave the comedy to me. Thank you. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God? Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will be back tomorrow with the Big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!